Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is Between Summer's Longing and Winter's End by Leif G.W. Persson, published by Black Swan in 2002. Today is all about political intrigue, international espionage, and a dead American in Sweden. It's Stockholm in the middle of winter, and a young American, John Krasner, falls to his death from a 15th-story window. The local police think it's suicide and an open-and-shut case, but higher up in the police hierarchy, they're wondering whether this is murder, suicide, or an accident. Krasner is in Sweden to study, and his fellow students claim he's been frantically writing a book, but when the police search his flat, they can't locate his manuscript. His typewriter ribbon seems untouched. Superintendent Lars Martin Johansson is not convinced of the suicide story, and when his own name and home address are found inside a secret compartment in the heel of the dead man's shoe, suddenly the investigation becomes quite personal. Meanwhile, Erik Berg, head of the secret police, is investigating international terrorism inside Sweden and right-wing elements within the Swedish police force. His investigations lead to concerns about the personal security of the current Prime Minister. Johansson uncovers the dead man Krasner is in Sweden to write a book about the Prime Minister and suspects connections with the dead man's own uncle, who was stationed in Sweden in the 1950s as part of the CIA. Just by chance, Johansson already had a training course at the FBI booked and stops off to visit Krasner's ex-girlfriend to find out more about the man and his uncle. Now, I found this book both fascinating and frustrating. The political machinations of the police and the government and all the international players was really interesting because I had no prior knowledge of some of the political situations in Sweden during this time. And yet it was also a little bit confusing. Often there were large slabs of detail which I ended up skimming over. The book also had a funny but confusing habit of listing some of the government characters by their job title rather than by their names. Many of the characters are hardcore sexist and racist, and a couple of the characters were absolutely repellent. And yet, I kept turning the pages to find out what was happening and who was behind it all. The story was full of twists and corruption and double-crossing, and another trick which I really enjoyed was the insights into the thoughts of every single character, regardless of how small, showing how everyone thought that everyone else was stupid and useless. This is a satire and also a fictitious examination of the events similar to the lead-up of the real-life assassination of Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme, a crime which is still unsolved. And while a little frustrating, this is an excellent read, and I can see how this book influenced the style of Stieg Larsson's The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo books. Now, I'm still not quite sure what made this book so engrossing, but I thoroughly enjoyed it despite its little annoyances. So if you like political intrigue, large amounts of alcohol, secrets, double-crossing and sarcastic Swedes, I definitely recommend Between Summer's Longing and Winter's End by Leif G.W. Persson. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est, qui nous vient directement d'Australie.